This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
We'll put the kettle on.
He didn't want to come in, did he?
Dad?
Henry. Well, and your dad as well.
Well, I hope he's happy with everything.
Not doing a tour of inspection, just helping Henry settle back in.
So, you enjoyed yourselves?
Oh, Tom, it was lovely. Henry took a couple of days to adjust, of course, but by the end it was like having the old Henry back.
Must have been easier for him not having to worry about how Rob likes to run things.
Just to see him splashing in the sea like a normal 5-year-old.
Fantastic.
Mind you, it wasn't all fun. We did have a few upsetting conversations with him.
Really? What did he say?
Well, no, it's more we didn't want to waste the opportunity.
How do you mean?
With the trial and the residence hearing coming up, we thought we needed to tell him more about what would be happening in the next few weeks.
Right.
But we emphasised that however things turn out, Helen really loves him. She'll always be his mum and she hopes they'll be reunited soon.
That got a bit emotional.
We tried to hide it from him, of course, but yes.
And do you think he understood?
I think so. I hope so. Anyway, how have things been here?
Oh, you know, we survived.
More than that. Looks like everything's been ticking along very smoothly. Well done.
It wasn't all down to me. Neil and Jazza have really pulled their weight, and Kirsty was an absolute lifesaver. Oh. I honestly don't know how I'd manage without her.
No, but you've got to take a lot of the credit, Tom. I'm sure the reason things went well's because you were in charge.
I don't know about that.
No, really. It was only because we were confident about you that we felt able to go away. We knew you wouldn't let us down.
Well, no, of course not.
Not long ago, we were so worried about you.
Don't remind me.
And the whole future of the farm. But now, well, look at you, taking it all in your stride. I am really proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
And I know Dad is too. Well,
I can't tell you what that means to me. Mm. Oh, and I've got some news from the Nuffield people.
Yes?
I've got an interview.
Oh, Tom, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Of course. It's a bit daunting, too.
Do you want some of these beans, Carol? They're coming thick and fast at the moment.
So, Bert. He's got me more than well supplied.
You could blanch some and put them in the freezer.
Oh, truth to tell, Jill, I've had rather mixed results freezing runner beans, but thanks anyway.
I'll do these for dinner, then.
Sure you won't have any complaints. In the end, it'll all be down to the weather, of course.
What will?
Or how Madame Butterfly goes. Not easy to be enraptured by a beautiful aria if the rain's pelting down on you.
It's the one thing Elizabeth can't control.
She thinks she can control singers and musicians.
Well, that's down to the opera company, isn't it? She's looking after the practicalities.
On top of Lower Lox's regular summer activities, she must be frantic.
She is. And of course, she's got the extra worry of Lily and Freddie's GCSE results coming up.
Oh, that's this week, is it?
Thursday.
I imagine it's Freddie she's worried about.
Mm. Lily's tense too, but with her, it's more a case of how many A's she's going to get. At least ticket sales are going well.
Is that enough beans, do you think?
Well, can we pick all the ones that are ready? I might sort a batch, like Doris used to.
Oh, good idea. I'll be interested to see how they turn out.
Lillian's treating it as a full-blown corporate entertainment opportunity for tomorrow.
Yes. I can just see Justin Elliott holding court amidst the wine coolers and picnic hampers.
Shula asked if I wanted to go with her. She didn't realise we'd already got our tickets.
Oh, I'm very happy she wants to join us.
I did tell her. She said she didn't want to intrude. I told her not to be silly.
Well, she'll be very welcome.
I think she's a bit glum at the moment. Alistair's been so busy with work. Between ourselves, I think he lost a few clients with the move to Pennyhasset. And he's working long hours to keep things afloat. And when he's not working, he's playing cricket. I told Shula, if she wants to see more of Alistair, she could think about helping Fallon with the cricket tees.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Ambridge is playing at home next weekend. I'm sure Fallon would be grateful.
After all these years, I expect Shula could conjure up a cricket tee in her sleep. Oh, look at this one.
Ooh, that's a good size.
A candidate for the flower and produce show, don't you think?
No, I'm sure it's a tiddler compared to Bert's best. I'll just concentrate on my usual entries.
Bank holiday coming up. I expect people will be putting in some intensive practice on their Victoria sponges.
Chris has had a crisis of confidence in the ginger biscuit department.
They weren't a huge success last year, were they?
She's thinking it might be wise to revert to the tried and tested.
Which for Chris would be...
scones. Stick to what you know.
Very wise. I've been thinking about the show, actually.
What about it?
I think someone should set up an award in honour of Frieda Fry. What do you reckon?
That's a lovely idea.
I'm just not sure in what category.
You must be pleased about getting the interview.
Yeah, of course.
Goodness knows we could do with some good news.
I've got a lot to do before October, though.
Such as?
Well, first of all, I've got to send in a load of information.
Well, like what?
5 key questions I want to ask on my study visits. A summary of the desktop research I've done so far. There you go.
Thank you.
And a list of the references I've consulted.
Okay.
And that's just the start of it. They've recommended that I make contact with the regional Nuffield group.
Uh-huh.
They can tell me more about the scheme and sort out a pre-interview briefing.
Sounds like a good idea. I'm sure that'd be very helpful, Tom.
I'm going to need all the help I can get. How did they describe the interviews? Oh, yeah, here we are. Appropriately demanding.
I'm sure you'll be fine.
Don't get me wrong. I'm excited about it. But I'm going to have to do an awful lot of research into organic baby food between now and October.
It's not locked.
Afternoon.
Rob.
Can I come in?
It's not 4 o'clock yet.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But you have had the pleasure of Henry's company for a whole week.
Having only had him for one day a week for months.
As ruled by the court. I don't mind telling you it's been agony for me being without my son for so long.
Now you know what it's like for us.
And as I agreed to you taking him away...
As ruled by the court.
I'm sure you won't begrudge me 40 minutes.
Nearer 50.
Oh, let's not quibble, Pat. As I was magnanimous, I was hoping you could be.
Magnanimous?
No, Tom, it's all right. As Rob says, we have had Henry all week. He's outside with Tony at the moment.
All right, I'll go and find him then.
No, it's all right. I'll get him.
Delicious lemonade, Jill.
Would you like a drop more?
Oh, go on then.
You deserve it.
I'm not sure what for.
Helping me pick all those beans.
Oh, it's hardly the 13th labour of Hercules. And we still haven't come up with Frieda's award.
She excelled in so many categories, that's the trouble. Did you ever taste her rhubarb gin?
I'm not sure.
Oh, you'd remember if you had. Or possibly not. How's Anna?
Oh.
Carol?
Oh, she had a bit of a blow last week. Max wants a divorce.
Oh. So it really is over. I'm sorry.
Anna took it very badly. cuddled up to a bottle of whiskey.
Really?
Nearly empty by the morning.
Oh, Carol, you must be frantic.
Oh, I've tried to get her to open up about it, but she insists she's fine. She doesn't want to talk about it or cry on her mother's shoulder. She just wants to get on with her work.
It can be a useful distraction at times like this.
So the trouble is, work is giving her just as much stress as her private life at the moment.
Is Helen's case not going well?
Oh, Anna can't really tell me anything material, of course. She's much too professional for that, but I know it's weighing heavily on her. And she desperately needs to win this one, even more than usual.
And knowing the family puts extra pressure on her.
Yes, there is that, of course. I can't go into details. Just say the stakes are very high for Anna this time. And with Rob Titchener on the opposing side, she's going to have her work cut out.
He's always so plausible, isn't he?
Ah, handsome, charming, used to getting his own way.
Let's just hope that doesn't happen this time.
Yes. For Helen's sake and for Anna's.
I'll take you to see them next Sunday. I promise. You can help me feed them.
I want to feed them now.
I know, Henry, but Rob's here.
No!
You've got to go back to
Rossington. He's very unsettled, isn't he?
He was enjoying being back here.
Doesn't look like he's enjoying himself. Henry, quiet now. Good boy. Now come and give your dad a cuddle, hmm?
All right.
And what do you say?
Hello, Daddy.
Hello. I've really missed you, you know. Now, that's what happens when you disrupt his routine, Pat. But he'll be fine once he's back in a loving, stable household.
I can assure you he's been getting plenty of...
We'll get you straight home, old chap. I've got lots of news to tell you. Where's his bag?
In the car.
Oh, well, we'll get it when we go, then. Yes, Henry, I've got lots to tell you all about my new job.
New job?
What? Yes, I'm going to be working for Damara.
Damara? Doing what?
Well, it's a senior role, supervising their agricultural holdings, but I'll be based here.
When did this happen?
So, Henry, Daddy is going to be working very close to home. Won't that be nice?
Kaz, what's wrong? What did your mum say?
He weren't my mum. He was my nan. Come here, Jaden. My mum's ill, isn't she?
Oh, no, really? What with?
Deep vein thrombosis.
Oh, I thought you only got that when you were flying.
Well, she ain't been flying. But she's been having trouble with her leg. And last night, it all swelled up and she had to go to hospital.
Oh, no.
And she's still there, having blood treatment and that.
So who's looking after Courtney and Paige?
Well, this is it. My nan's got them for now, but obviously she only normally has them for a couple of hours while my mum goes to the shops and whatnot.
And how long's your mum going to be in hospital?
Nan doesn't know. Could be a week, she says.
Oh, a week? Well, she'll be all right with them. Well,
she'll have to be, won't she? I tell you what I'm worried about, though. I mean, Mum, obviously. But if Blake finds out she's off the scene...
What, you think he'll try to... What, take the girls?
I wouldn't put it past him.
Helen?
Oh,
Is it time for your interview?
Yeah, sorry, but...
Oh, no, it's okay.
But with your news...
No, it's fine. You go and talk to your brief.
Okay, this side. Come on. Come on. That'll do it. Perfect.
Oh, cut it a bit tight through that gate.
Ah, you'd have been fine.
Oh, wasn't concentrating.
Think the women in whiskey, eh?
Thinking about Rob Titchener.
Whatever turns you on.
Working back at Damara, can you believe it? It's obviously got them as fooled as we were.
But let's strode in his ark, shall we, Tom?
You know, and the smug way he dropped it out. Like he was really telling Henry, you know? He's obviously decided he's going to tough it out in Ambridge, whatever the outcome of the trial.
Pain for you, eh?
Totally. Bumping into him in the pub or the shop. And Johnny reckons he's hanging around the cricket team like a bad smell.
What can you do, though?
Yeah. Anyway, Mum and Dad were very pleased when they came home.
You know, with how things were ran here.
Aye, Tony said something this morning.
I told them it wasn't all down to me. You should take some credit too, Jazza.
We should know what we're doing by now, eh?
Not to mention Kirsty. She was brilliant.
She is that.
You were still okay to do the barbecue on Thursday?
No problem. I'll see the pickers off in style, eh?
Great. Means I can get on with some office work that evening. Alice is organising the party this year.
No, Adam.
He's really busy with the autumn drilling, so he's asked her.
Fair enough. Party girl is Alice.
I saw Adam on the estate land the other night, working by headlight. Ooh. He's certainly putting in the hours. Oh, God.
What? Oh.
Rob says he's going to be supervising Damara's agricultural holdings. Wonder if that means Adam will be answering to him.
That'll go down like a steak pie at a vegan wedding.
Well, one bit of good news. I've got an interview for this Nuffield scholarship.
Brilliant. I'm made up for you.
Right, Helen, what I'd like to do is revisit some of the things you've told me about Rob and see if we can expand on them.
What will happen to Kaz's children? Do you know? With her mum in hospital?
As I said, I'm really not au fait with the situation.
Because it doesn't sound like her nan's able to look after them long term.
Our time really is very short now, so we do need to focus on your case.
Yes, sorry, Anna.
We do have some evidence to support our bad character application, but I'm concerned that at the moment it's not comprehensive or deep enough. It would really help if you could remember some concrete examples of ways in which Rob exhibited controlling behaviour.
Yes, right.
So, in an earlier meeting, you mentioned that he persuaded you not to drive.
Yes.
In a city with plenty of public transport, that might not be overly limiting, but in a village like Ambridge, it must have restricted you considerably.
Yes, it did.
It's actually quite a typical tactic of a controlling partner. How did it come about?
Well, oh, it's so difficult to remember.
Do your best.
I had a bump in the car.
When was this?
Well, I was pregnant.
This side of Christmas or before?
Before.
And was your insurance company involved?
Oh, yes, I reported it.
So we'll be able to establish the exact date then. And how did Rob react? Was he angry or...?
No, not angry. Oh, and there was the speeding.
Speeding?
Yeah, this was, well, a few days before, I suppose. I was in a rush to pick up Henry and got a speeding ticket.
And because of these two incidents, he persuaded you not to drive?
He was always saying because I was pregnant, the hormones had affected my brain. And it's true, I wasn't on top of things. But now I realise that was because of how he was making me feel.
Good. So, tell me more about that.
Okay, ladies. There you go. Oh, what does he want?
Hiya.
Toby.
Your dad said you'd be here.
Yeah, he's got some work to do on the tractor, so I offered to move the herd onto the next paddock.
Right.
So?
Yeah. Look, Pip, I screwed up. Can we talk?
So, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but the impression I'm getting is that Rob created a sort of artificial reality around you, where you doubted your interpretation of events.
Yes, exactly.
And you were increasingly forced to rely on his version of things.
That's exactly what it was like. You just doubt yourself all the time.
Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Now, I'd like to move on to the women's phone helpline.
Oh.
We know that after Kirsty spoke to them, she gave you their number, which you called on the 25th of March.
Yes.
So what was it that prompted you to make that call? Was it because he'd hit you, or was there something else?
No. That was... I shouldn't have called them. I didn't know what I was doing.
But something motivated you. Something cut through this confusion he'd created
in
you.
No, I think I ought to go back to the MBU now.
Helen, the trial is in 2 weeks.
I'm worried about Kaz, her mum.
I'm worried too, Helen. I'm worried about you.
Okay, they're safe. Go on then.
Here?
Well, if you've got something to say.
All right. All right. Last week, I shouldn't have stormed off like that. It was stupid.
And counterproductive.
And counterproductive, yes.
And immature.
Yeah, okay, it was immature as well. We had this great thing going on and I messed it up and I can't quite work out how it happened.
It happened because you were weird about me and Matthew.
And I shouldn't be, because I know right from the start we agreed, just a bit of fun, we're not exclusive, and if that goes for me, then obviously it goes for you too.
So, hang on a second. Are you saying you haven't been exclusive while we've been seeing each other?
Well, very nearly. In fact, there was only once with Gabby.
Oh, I see.
In fact, no, that was after I found out that Matthew was still on the scene. It was just a, you know...
Oh, for revenge?
No, no, no. Just taking a bit of comfort.
But, look, Toby, when Matthew rang, that wasn't... I mean, we... actually... I don't need to explain myself to you. This thing was bound to burn itself out.
What?
It was fun while it lasted, but I really don't need any more drama. You do whatever you want with whoever you want.
No, hang on a minute. That sounds like I've been putting it about. I was actually faithful to you until I found out you and Matthew were still on.
We aren't still on. We were talking about dairy herds.
What? No.
No! When would I have had the time? And even if Matthew was still interested that way, which he isn't...
Oh.
I'm sorry, I really, really don't need this.
No, where are you going, Pip?
Let's just leave it, okay?
There you go, you lot. Suppose I better get used to doing this on my own then, eh?
What are you on about?
When you start jetting off around the world.
Jazza.
Doing all your research with the yummy mummies on a beach in Tahiti.
First of all, I think Germany and Sweden are more likely research destinations than Tahiti.
You're not making it any better, Tom.
And secondly, the interview isn't until October.
That's about 6 weeks away.
There's quite a strong chance I won't get through, and even if I do, I don't expect to do any travelling this side of Christmas.
Well, that might be, but...
And it'll probably be a few short trips. A week, a couple of weeks at a time.
All right.
And Neil won't be going anywhere. You'll have help when you need it, even when I'm away.
I just wish somebody'd give me a big wad of cash so I could go swanning around the world.
It'll be hard work.
Looking after these girls is hard work.
A different type of work. But I do understand where you're coming from. I will be given money to travel to interesting places and meet interesting people. If I get it. I'd be very lucky, I know. But I'd be under a lot of pressure too.
How do you make that out?
Well, I've got to justify that investment. I've got to do good, high-quality research. I'd have to boil it all down into an intelligent report. And it should make me a better farmer in the future because of it.
Reckon you'd be a better farmer if you kept your wellies on?
And remember, the main reason I'm doing this is for Helen. To see if her baby food idea has got legs.
Aye. I'll give you that.
And if this scholarship helps us build a bigger and better business, then everyone at Bridge Farm will benefit, including you.
Oh, that took ages.
Yeah.
Oh, Jack.
I reckon he's getting hungry now.
Oh, come on, you. Yes, yes, come on. Don't suppose you've heard any more?
Nah. And if I did, what could I do? Stuck in here.
Oh, we're powerless, aren't we?
I've been cursing the day Blake walked into my life.
Was it... I mean, were there ever good times with him?
At first, yeah. He was lovely at the start, but it didn't take long.
Before?
You've seen my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what happened was, he came home feeling, well, he wanted it. You know what blokes are like. And I was tired, Courtney was teething, and I just didn't feel like it. But he kept on and I was like, leave me alone, can't you? So he grabbed my wrist and the oven was on. There was a pizza or something in there. And he opened the door and he pushed my hand onto the hot shelf.
Oh, my God.
Just held it there while I was screaming.
Cass.
Then he took me to A&E.
That's awful.
Please help my girlfriend. She's had an accident while she was cooking.
Playing the sympathetic hero.
So, yeah, you can see why I don't want him nowhere near my girls.
So, take a seat, Charlotte.
Thank you.
No need to be nervous.
Sorry, Mr. Titchener.
It's okay, I don't bite. And please, call me Rob.
All right, Rob.
That's better. So, shall I explain the background?
Yes, please.
Well, over the last few months, I've been recovering from an operation. And during that time, I've been looking after my 5-year-old son, Henry.
On your own?
Mostly. At the moment, I've got an informal arrangement with a sort of childminder in the village.
I see.
Henry's with her now, in fact.
Right.
But I'm starting a new job in a few weeks, and on top of which, I'll soon be taking custody of my other son, Gideon.
Gideon? How old is he?
He was 3 months old on Sunday.
Ah.
Indeed. So that is why I'm looking for a nanny.
What on earth's that?
Oh, that's a flower pot, you see. It's a little Kira's entry for the flower and produce. Best hat. The wall is like the brim, you see?
I see.
And she's going to fill the top with fresh flowers.
Very inventive. Wish her the best of luck from me.
Oh, we will. Anyhow, Oliver Sterling, I don't suppose you come round here to look at kids' craft creation?
Indeed, no. I wanted to see how the work's going.
Oh, hardly no progress. Couple of blokes come yesterday to take a look at it. Sucked their teeth a bit. Went off. We ain't seen hide nor ear of them since.
Oh, that really is too bad. I'll have to chase them out.
Oh, well, if you think it'll do any good.
Caroline should be planning the decor in our Tuscan villa, not worrying about subsidence and water damage.
Oh, got one now, yeah. Tuscan villa?
Well, not yet. I mean, there's so much uncertainty. And until we know where we are with this place, where we're stymied. I mean, all this nuisance caused by a spring.
Yeah, but you got to remember, if it wasn't for the spring, then this place would never have been a farm. Leastways, the farmhouse wouldn't have been here.
No, I suppose not.
Before the mains water come in, I remember it had to be pumped up, right where you're sitting now.
Amazing, isn't it? How far we've come in one lifetime. A long lifetime, of course.
That's right. And a lifetime it'll soon be at an end.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, well, we've got to face the facts. I'll be 95 in a few weeks, if I makes it that far.
Oh, of course you will.
Oh, it can't be many more years in me.
No.
No, it's all right. I ain't afraid. There's only one thing I want at the time of my passing.
Huh? What's that?
That when the time comes to be taken, it's here at Grange Farm.
I honestly believe that being a father is the most fulfilling role I've ever had in my life. If I could do it full time, I would. But, of course, rent has to be paid and I have to put food on the table.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, Charlotte.
I really hope you don't mind me asking this, Rob.
No, ask me anything you like. I've no secrets.
Thank you. It's, well, I think I read about you in the newspapers.
Ah.
Were you, did your wife?
Yes, she stabbed me.
Oh, my goodness.
The operation I mentioned that I've been recovering from.
Yes.
That was the one, well, actually it was more than one that saved my life after the attack. It was a vicious, unprovoked attack.
How awful.
Yeah, it's sad. We hadn't been married very long when she started to develop mental problems. I tried to help her, but she became increasingly unstable, and eventually she had, well, I can only describe it as a breakdown, and that culminated in Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry to mention it. I didn't mean to upset you.
Right. Just give me...
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm so concerned about what Henry has been through. And as for poor Gideon, he's being brought up in a prison at the moment.
Oh.
We all need to move on from this terrible period in our lives.
Oh, of course.
That's why I want to give my boys as much stability and love as possible. Is that something you think you could do, Charlotte?
Well, yes. I hope so.
Yes. I believe you could. I've got a good feeling about you.
This land, it's in my blood. And not just mine, it's in Eddie's and Edward's and even in young George's now. Yea, even unto the fourth generation.
Well, of course, regardless of what happens to the house, Ed will retain the tenancy of the land.
That's how it's been for centuries.
Centuries? Really?
Well, now, the point is, we goes deep here. And me deeper than anybody. I found peace when we come back here. Thanks to your good offices, Oliver Sterling, and all I want now is to find peace in the afterlife.
Joe, really, you shouldn't be thinking this way.
If I was to pass on in another place, I truly believe my soul would wander the earth in restless torment, forever seeking Grange Farm, its one true home.
Good Lord!
Oh.
Only me? Oh, hello, Oliver. You all right? You look like you've seen a ghost.
No, I thought you were... No, I'm fine. Fine, thanks, Will.
Oh, you ready then, Grandad?
Nearly. Eddie's at the market today, so young William said he'd take me to the Cheeriopodisty.
Oh, I see. How are you all, Will?
Pretty good, thanks.
And a little Poppy?
Great, yeah. A real live wire. 3 next month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, hard to believe, innit?
Yeah. Well, I'd better let you get on. And I promise you, Joe, I will think about what you said.
Well, I ain't got no silver tongue, but what I says comes from the heart.
I know.
So, are you going to put some shoes on, then?
Just pass me the wellies, isn't it?
What?
Two me bunions are sorted out. They're the most comfortable.
Oh, all right, then.
How's work?
Yeah, not bad. Good crop of birds this year. Justin Elliott wants to take a look at them.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, fair enough, I suppose. He's coming around tomorrow. Brian, too.
So you'll be on parade, then?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous, to be honest.
Fetch, Holly.
Ah, George.
Hello, Grandpa.
Is, Edward around?
No.
Oh, good. And your mum's taking Kira and Henry into town, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, now, I reckon it's about time you discovered a bit more about your countryside heritage. Like, you know you was asking last week about that book, Champion...
Danny Champion of the World?
That's it. Where they was catching pheasants with raisins.
I remember.
So, would you like to learn a bit about what I used to do when I was younger? And me dad before me?
Yeah.
I thought you might. Come with me, then.
Right, let's fit it to size. Keep still, Henry.
Sorry.
Do you like the gold?
Yeah.
Yes, crowns are usually gold or silver, but I think you deserve a gold one, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I had to go all the way into Felpersham to find this card. Now, shall we put some jewels on it?
Red one.
Yeah, rubies. And some diamonds too, I think. Shall we unwrap them?
Can I eat one?
No, they're for the hat. And we've got 2 more levels to do yet. You want to win first prize and make me proud, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be a special day for us both. Oh, I was talking to a very nice lady earlier called Charlotte. Oh, yeah, I'd like you to meet her soon. Harrison, thank you for calling me back.
What can I do for you?
Well, I was thinking I could do a bit of coaching at Nets tonight.
Right. Okay, Rob.
7 o'clock start?
Yeah. It has to be then for the light.
Yeah, no problem. I'll see you there.
Now, George, see what I've got here? Tail corn that you feed to poultry. And in here is a bottle of whiskey my mate Baggy brought back from Bulgaria. Have a whiff of that.
Oh.
Yeah, not exactly your 20-year-old single malt, but it'll do for what we want. Right, pass us that stick. Ta. So, we give it a good stir.
Grandpa?
Yes, son?
Dad says poachers are criminals.
No. What we're doing ain't poaching, you see.
Ain't it?
No. Like I said, it's foraging. It's like, you know, when we go out and pick mushrooms or blackberries from the hedges.
Yeah.
What your dad's talking about when he says poaching, well, that's like those blokes that lamped that deer the other week. Completely different thing. That's why we're only going to bring back two birds.
A brace?
Right. That'll do. So, later on tonight, I'm going to go to the pub. But while I'm out, I'm going to take these grains and spread them at one of the feeding stations.
Can I come?
No, George, you'll be in bed. But tomorrow, you and me, I'll get up really early. We'll say you're going to help me move some pigs or something. And then we'll go and catch a couple of pheasants. The traditional way.
Awesome.
But now, George, remember, this is our secret. It ain't something to bother your mum or Edward about.
What about Dad?
Especially your dad.
You're pretty gutsy with the bat, but for the lower order guys, I thought that was really useful.
Well, as long as you clock where the fielders are, so you don't hole out. Mm.
There's yours, Chris. Hey. Oh, you're nearly out, Harrison. Top up?
No, thanks.
Oh, well, as you like.
Yeah, we should be getting them in for you, really, Rob. It's thanks for the coaching. We was just saying how useful your talk was on not dodging short balls, weren't we, Harrison?
We were. Yeah, well, it's a shame Johnny doesn't think so.
Well,
I do wish he'd realise I don't hold the rest of the family responsible for Helen's actions.
It's a tricky situation.
Yes.
Right, I'd better go. Actually, I need a word with Alistair.
Are you sure he can't stay, Will?
Oh, positive, yeah. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, yeah? Why is that then?
Oh, bosses are inspecting the chute.
Mind that bramble, George.
Oops.
Don't worry, I've got it. Right, down this way.
What's that noise?
Probably a couple of pheasants getting a bit punchy with each other. I know some blokes will get like that when they've had a drink. Yeah, here we are. This was where I dropped the feed last night. Looks like they've been tucking in.
They're all wobbly.
Shh, George. Let's just make sure no one's around. Then we'll catch a couple and get you back home for breakfast.
Freddy, it's gone 9 o'clock. Wake up.
What?
You said you were going to help Jessica today.
Huh?
With the new eagle owl?
No. I don't really fancy it.
Come on, darling. It would be good to have something to think about other than your results.
I'm all right.
And it's a lovely day. It's a shame to waste it. You seem to have spent most of the summer in bed.
No, I haven't.
But Jessica is expecting you.
She doesn't need my help, Mum. She's fine on her own.
Well, you ought to do something. I mean, you can't stay in bed all day.
I don't see why not.
Lily, could you have a word with your brother, please? He's not listening to me.
Then it's the opera on Friday.
Oh, yes, at Lower Larksley.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Mum and Dad went last year. Cozy something.
Cozy Van Tutti.
Yeah, yeah. What is it this time?
Madame Butterfly.
You don't sound very enthusiastic, Brian.
Well, to be honest, I'm not really a big opera fan. And composers must have cast iron backsides, because mine usually starts protesting halfway through Act One.
Right.
But Jenny loves it. So romantic.
Well, yeah, feeding station's down this way.
Okay. Now, the one thing I will say about opera, Will, it's quite a useful thing to go to from a business point of view. Mm. Tends to attract the great and the good.
Something, I suppose.
And at least at Lower Loxley, there's a hamper in the interval to look forward to. What on earth?
Oh, my.
They're not here, love, eh?
No, I reckon. Yeah, it's the old poacher's trick.
They've been doped.
Yeah, with alcohol. Well, smell this.
Oh, that's why it looks like Borchester High Street on a Saturday night. Oh, no, here's Justin. Look, he mustn't see this. We don't want to worry him with talk of poachers.
Oh, definitely not.
I'll head him off. You get things cleared up here.
Right you are.
I'll take him to a different feeding station and pick up all the grain that's left.
Right, yeah, will do.
See you back here.
Oh, Geraldine, have you seen the licensing file? Oh, it's you. You finally dragged yourself out of bed, then.
Looks like it.
Well, it's probably not too late to go down to the falconry.
Where's Lily?
Oh, she and Hannah have gone into Borchester.
Oh.
Oh.
Mum, about tomorrow...
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, just let me take this. Hi, Richard.
Morning, Elizabeth.
It's Richard Locke.
Mm.
Sorry, am I interrupting something?
No, it's all right. It's just ready.
Oh.
What can I do for you?
Well, it's about the opera. Sasha's blowing a bit hot and cold about coming.
Oh.
And I remembered you said you had a good book that really made them come to life.
Look, never mind.
Freddie, what was it?
No.
Sorry, Richard, can you just give me a minute?
No, it's okay. You're obviously busy.
Freddie? Oh. He's gone.
I can call back.
No. He probably just wanted to check what time we're collecting his GCSE results.
Yeah, the book.
Oh, yes. So would you like to borrow it?
If that's okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I'll be passing by in an hour or so, if that's not too soon.
No, it's fine. I'll see you then.
What's the damage, then?
Oh, well, I reckon a dozen or so are going to have pretty bad heads later on. Pheasants get hangovers.
How many missing?
Well, they obviously didn't take all the affected ones, but it's impossible to say, really.
Mm. Well, there's no harm done on the Justin front, anyway.
Oh, he was happy, was he, Brian?
Hey, very satisfied. Thought the birds were looking in excellent condition.
Oh, great.
And he asked me to tell you to keep up the good work.
Well...
It's a compliment, Will. You should take it.
Well, there's a lot that can still go wrong between now and the start of the season. Mm. Disease, predators, never mind poachers. Mm.
Any suspects in mind for these shenanigans?
No. Well, not really. Well, there's plenty of people around who know how to do it.
I suppose so. Mm. Well, you be careful when you're out on your patrols.
Oh, I always am.
Anything you're worried about, get straight onto me. Or the police if things are looking really bad.
Yeah, I will. But this ain't like those guys who slaughtered that deer.
You don't think so?
Nah. This is, well, I reckon this is a bit more local.
It used to belong to my father. You'll find all the major operas in there, including Madame Butterfly.
Thanks. I'll take good care of it and give it back to you on Monday.
No problem.
Did I leave my wallet in here? Oh, there it is.
Freddie?
What?
Richard's here.
Sorry. Hello.
Afternoon.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Where?
Out.
Yes, out where?
Just out.
Have you had any lunch?
I'm not going to the Sahara. If I get hungry, I'll buy something.
Freddie, there is no...
I've got to go. Taxi's waiting.
Darling. I'm sorry, Richard.
Don't worry about it.
He could have been a bit more polite.
He's a teenager. But I must say, he's normally a bit chirpier.
Mm. I don't know what's got into him at the moment.
I'm having cheese and cucumber. Is that all right for you?
Lovely, yeah.
Well, can you put that hat of Kira's out the way somewhere?
Oh, how about on top of the dresser?
Yeah, that'd be fine for now.
Right.
Do you want chutney on this, Eddie?
Go on then.
Oh, we're running low. Right, I need to make another batch. Courgette and tomato, maybe.
Yeah, there's a lot of courgettes around now. Everyone's got a glut.
Be ready for the flour and produce, then. I suppose we'll have moved house before the show.
So?
Well, I was wondering about me cakes. I Well, I've had long to get used to the oven there.
Oh, don't worry, Clary, love. You'll soon adjust.
Yeah, I hope so. There you go. Oh,
smashing. Work all right?
Yeah, usual. Pat's getting really worried about the trial, of course.
Oh, when's it due?
Week after next, I think. We're going away with Henry helped. Oh, and Tom's had some good news.
Oh, yeah?
He's applied for... Well, I'm really sure what it is, to be honest. Some scholarship or something.
Yeah?
Oh. If it works out, there's travel involved. I know that. Abroad, like.
Ooh, all right for some.
Any road, he's got an interview, so Pat's really pleased for him.
At least one of her kids is going places.
That's not funny, Eddie.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I mean, you know, things are going right for one of them.
Well, hopefully Helen will be found not guilty. And then they can put all this horrible time behind them.
Yeah, with a bit of luck. Blimey.
There you are.
William, what's going on?
Where were you this morning?
Me? I sorted the pigs and one of Edward's ewes was lame, so I treated her.
I mean first thing. Yeah, and don't bother to lie, because I've been in the barn.
The barn?
Where there's a brace of pheasants hanging up.
Oh, no.
Now, William...
And talk about messing on your own doorstep.
You haven't, Eddie.
Putting my job at risk.
Just two birds. That ain't going to get you in trouble.
It is when it's my own father that takes them. I mean, who's to say I didn't turn a blind eye? Eh? Or gave him you myself?
Brian knows you better than that.
Yeah, Justin Elliott don't. He's just come round inspecting the shoe. I mean, who knows what he might have found?
OK, I mean, that's bad timing, but I weren't to know he'd picked today.
That ain't the point, Eddie. He's thieving.
You saw for yourself I only took a brace, like we're entitled to.
Do what? I can't believe my ears. You ain't entitled to nothing.
As locals.
As nothing? I work 70 hours a week to raise and preserve those birds. And you think you're entitled to just swan in and help yourself?
Not very often.
It don't matter how often. Oh, you're despicable, you know that.
Now hold on a minute, William.
Eddie, shut up.
He can't come in here and stop...
Shut up. William. I know you're upset. You've got every right to be. But you made your point. And I promise you, this will never happen again. Ain't that right, Eddie? Eddie?
Holy.
What?
Yes, okay.
Right. Now, William, you leave this to me, all right?
Oh, he's a waste of space, Mum.
I ain't disagreeing with you, son.
Clary...
Go on. You get back to work. Try and calm down.
Yeah, all right. But you keep out of my sight, understand? And if I catch you on shoot land, well, I shan't be held responsible for my actions.
Oh. Were you just going to let him insult me like that?
You deserve every word and a whole lot more. How can you be so irresponsible?
You don't understand, love. Taking a couple of birds now and then, it ain't stealing.
Of course it's stealing.
It's a countryside tradition. It's our birthright. Do you know how many birds that estate raises every year? Thousands. Thousands of pheasants, hundreds of partridge. Just for rich mates of Justin Elliott to blast out the sky.
It's William's livelihood.
And he does a great job. But all year round... Us locals, we got to dodge them on the roads. They come in our gardens. We put up with the noise of the guns. We're entitled to have a few birds for the pot now and then as compensation for all the inconvenience.
No, we ain't. I'm sick and tired of hearing about those so-called rights.
A couple of birds is a drop in the ocean compared to the carnage on a shoot day.
I'll tell you about rights. William would be well within his rights to have you prosecuted. What sort of example would that be to set?
Oh, he wouldn't do that.
Bad enough, George. Hero worshipping Alf. Do you want him to know his grandfather's a thief too? Well, do you?
had a couple of minutes, so I thought I'd just see how the results went.
That's sweet of you, Richard. We're at the school now.
Oh, right.
Lily's were, well, pretty much as we expected. Mainly A's and P's.
Well done, her.
She and her friends were about to head off for a celebratory coffee.
And Freddie?
Oh, to be honest, it's taken a bit of persuading for him to go inside and get the envelope.
Reluctant, was he?
No, rather. But eventually... Oh, he's here now. I'm sorry, but I'd better go.
Yeah, of course. Tell Lily well done, and Freddie, good luck.
Yeah, I will. Thanks.
You didn't have to hang up.
Oh, don't be silly, Freddie.
I'd have waited.
You've put it off long enough. Go on, then. Open it. Well?
As I thought.
Okay. Well, you got a few C's.
And a lot of D's. Science, history.
I must admit, the maths is...
tragic.
Well, surprising. I mean, I know you've always found it hard, but I thought you'd do better than that.
You know what this means, don't you?
What?
Well, they won't let me into sick form.
Oh, Freddie, surely.
Not without a C in maths and English.
No, there must be some way if we talk to them.
I never wanted to stay on anyway.
Of course you did. Lily will be here.
Well, she'll be here on her own, won't she?
No.
Can I go now?
What?
I want to see my friends. Tell them how badly I screwed up.
No, Freddie, we need to go and talk to your head of year. There must be options. Resits or something.
Oh, don't think so.
Freddie!
Sorry, Mum. I'm done with this place.
I'm sure it'll all be fine, Alice. You've been to the pickers' parties before.
Well, yeah, I know, but before we started setting up the gazebos and sorting electricity, I wanted to make absolutely sure.
Yeah.
OK, so... music and dancing area on this side, with mm-hmm. the cables coming from the workshop.
Mm, fine.
Yep, Fallon needs electricity too, so the bar down there?
Makes sense.
But Jazz is all gas-fired, so the barbecue over there.
We usually have it on the other side.
But the wind forecast is from that direction, so this way any smoke will blow away from the main area, not into it.
Very clever. Looks like you got it all sewn up.
I do my best.
I'll leave you to it, then.
How's the drill performing?
Very well. But it's still early days, hundreds of hectares to go.
You'll be burning plenty of midnight oil, then.
I will.
Oops. What? No. Damn it.
Freddie!
Damn it. God, no.
Freddie, where have you been? Oh, no. That was Minton.
Sorry.
What sort of state are you in?
Just had a few drinks.
Yeah, it's the middle of the afternoon. You can barely stand up.
Celebrate my results.
Freddie, I know you're disappointed, but the answer isn't to go out and get hammered. You need to... Oh, there's no point. Come here.
I'm sorry, Mum.
You need to sleep it off. We'll talk this evening. Mm. Yes. Come on.
Where's your brother with those drinks?
The bar's rammed.
He better not have gone for another burger.
Yeah, Fallon can barely keep up.
Oh, are you two okay?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Except for the dying of thirst thing.
It's a great party, Adam.
You've got Alice to thank for all the arrangements.
Well, I should have arranged more bar stuff.
No, it's fine. Everyone seems to be having fun.
Except for the ones that have fallen in love. Juliana and Piotr are looking very gloomy.
Oh, maybe they'll run away together. Oh, you could marry them in a polytunnel.
I don't think my powers extend quite that far.
You okay, Adam?
No, just a bit tired. I've been putting in the hours drilling and I'll be back at it early tomorrow.
You poor, hard-working thing.
Yeah, I'll probably slip off fairly soon, leave you youngsters to it.
Feeling your age, old man?
Something like that.
Did you hear about Tom?
What?
Well, he's got an interview for his scholarship.
Oh, yeah, Mum told me.
I'm quite jealous. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if I applied myself one day.
Oh, don't get your hopes up. And Tom shouldn't either.
Could you be a bit more unsupportive, Alice?
Well, I'm just saying, it's really competitive.
What do you know about it?
Quite a lot, actually. There was a mate of Chris's.
Here we are.
Oh, at last.
What?
Never mind her.
Fruity cider.
Oh, thanks. I love you really, Josh. Oh.
What?
She hasn't taken the top off.
Oh, give it back. I'll go and sort it.
No, it's all right. There's a bottle opener on the tractor keyring.
Uh-huh, you secret drinker.
Just because I very occasionally have a beer with my lunch on a hot day.
I bet that cool box is packed with booze.
Did you want a drink, Adam?
Oh, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh.
Oh, no, he's done that. Christoph, can you get a brush from the workshop, please?
I think that's a very hard line of them.
They were adamant, I'm afraid. They won't admit to the sixth form without a C-grade maths, and they don't do resits.
So what are his options, do you think?
As far as I can see, there's only one realistic one. Apply to Borchester College.
Uh-huh.
It's a far cry from the cathedral school, I know. And I have to confess, I didn't do very well there. But I think it's his best bet.
I'm sure it is.
Anyway, it's very good of you to offer to talk to him.
Don't know if it'll do any good.
You managed to make yourself a coffee, then?
Lily made it.
I see. Richard's here.
Hi, Freddy.
Hello.
Is it all right if he has a little chat?
What for?
Your mum said you're a bit disappointed with your results.
That's an understatement.
I just thought it might be useful to have another perspective. You know, from outside the family.
Whatever.
So will you talk to him?
I just said I would.
Okay. Do you want a coffee, Richard?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I'll leave you to it, then. Be nice, Freddy. Richard only wants to help.
I will be.
Okay, if I sit down.
Sure.
Thanks. Feeling a bit rough?
Awful.
Now, don't worry, I'm not going to give you a medical lecture, but have you eaten yet?
I can't face anything.
Bacon sandwich usually works for me.
You mean?
Yeah, you'd think I'd know better at my age, wouldn't you? Oh, and drink lots of water. You'll feel better by the morning.
Thanks.
And then, maybe you can, you know, start thinking about what you're going to do.
I've let everyone down.
Don't worry too much about that. Question is, what are you going to do from here on in? Where are you going to study?
Nowhere's going to want me.
That's not true.
School doesn't.
There are lots of other places you could go to. I know you're feeling low right now, Freddy, but this is just a blip on the road. It needn't stop you achieving your goals.
No offence, but that's easy for you to say. You're successful, a doctor.
Actually, I know more about it than you might think.
In what way?
It wasn't GCSEs in my day, it was O-levels, but when I first took them, I had several disasters.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did this sudden interest in farming come from?
What do you mean, sudden?
Oh, come on, Alice. It's always been about the gadgets with you.
Just because I'm a techie.
Not real farming, like Josh and me.
Oh, so you admit I'm into real farming.
Shut up,
Josh.
I'm interested in real farming. Oh, no. I grew up on a farm, just like you two.
Yeah, but you never got your hands dirty, did you?
I got my hands dirty plenty of times.
Oh, yeah, right.
I have Pip.
You know, there's only one way to settle this. Fight.
What?
head-to-head duel of tractor driving skills.
All right, then. Come on.
What have you got there?
The tractor keys.
What?
Adam never took them back. I was just going to stick them in the cab.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi. Is it okay to talk for a moment?
Far away.
I thought you might like an update on the Freddy situation.
Is he taking nourishment now?
Yeah, he's had some supper and he's a bit more his normal self.
Well, that's good.
But the main thing is, he's actually considering the future. I don't know what you said to him.
Oh, but just helped him realise he isn't the only person who's been in this situation.
Well, it certainly worked. He's agreed to talk to the college.
Excellent. When will that be?
As soon as possible. And at least he said he'll go along and, yeah, take a look at the place.
Oh, I'm pleased.
Well, I just wanted to say how very grateful I am to you for taking the time to talk to him.
No, my pleasure.
It looks like you got through to him in a way I couldn't.
Well, that's often the way, isn't it? As you said, someone from outside the family.
Really, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
Here we are.
Ooh, it's still got the drill attached. Even better.
I mean, Josh didn't mean that.
Did you?
Well,
scared, Pip?
No, of course not.
Chicken?
No, I'm not scared.
Okay, then. Challenge accepted. Josh?
Right. Gladiators, this is your task. Start the tractor, raise the drill, then a full second of the yard, back to here, and set the drill down in exactly the same place. Time trial.
Sounds good to me.
Better start timing, Josh.
Oh, okay. Let me just get my phone out.
I'm not sure about this.
You can't back out now. Ready?
Yep.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go! The honour of the archers is at stake.
Yeah, but...
Oh, there goes the drill. Perhaps she does know what she's talking about. Ooh, a sharp turn by the diesel tank, and the plucky Carter girl is showing a fine turn of speed on the home straight. She's fast, isn't she?
Yeah, too fast.
All she has to do now is return the vehicle to its starting position. She's engaged one of the 6 reverse gears on this impressive beast and...
No! Alex!
Oh, my God!
What happened?
The stanchion!
I didn't see it!
Oh, I knew this was a bad idea.
Adam's going to kill me!
He's done it! He's done it! The bastard!
Oh, Cass!
Sorry! I didn't mean to. It was an accident.
It's okay. I told you, didn't I? I said it would happen.
Not Blake. It didn't take him long before he was sniffing round my nerves.
And what happened?
Oh, he come on all caring. Told her she was too old to be looking after a couple of kids. Which is true, to be fair, but she was doing her best.
Of course she was.
And him and Shell were only too happy to step in.
Shell?
That's who he's with now, poor cow. She was in the class below me at school.
And he just took Courtney?
What could my nan do? Courtney's his daughter. She's an old lady. He'd as soon turn nasty if she tried to stop him.
Well, couldn't she call the police?
It don't work like that. Not where I come from. Oh, I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry, Jaden. Oh, Mummy's sorry, precious. I've still got you, haven't I?
You've still got the girls.
No, I haven't. He's got Courtney. That man ruined my life and now he's got my girl. They're all I've got, Helen. If I haven't got my kids, I haven't got anything in this world.
You need to tell the authorities, but social services should get involved.
No, there's no point. He just run rings around him. He always does.
Well, if this Shell's around, maybe that'll help.
Oh, you think she's going to stand up to him?
Well, I don't know how, obviously.
Nah. He'll be doing to her what he did to me. And he's going to go on doing it again and again.
Oh.
Are you all right, Helen?
Sorry, sounds horribly familiar, that's all.
Yep. All locked away. Yep. And the goslings, yes. I don't need checking up on Rex. Oh, look, there's someone at the door. I've got to go. Oh, Pip.
Hi. Oh, you're looking... How old are those sweatpants, Toby?
Yeah, they've seen better days. Bert's out, so, was it Bert you wanted?
No. You.
I thought you didn't want anything to do with me anymore.
I think we need to clear the air.
Good evening.
Elizabeth, you look very elegant.
Thank you. Oh, well, it all looks very atmospheric. And those Japanese screens really set the scene.
Well, just wait till it starts, Jennifer. It's a really clever production, and the music is ravishing.
Oh, it's a long time since I've seen Madame Butterfly, but I knew I'd see it again one fine day.
Oh, very good.
Sorry?
Never mind, darling.
I imagine this must be something of a logistical nightmare, Elizabeth.
Yes. Oh, it's been pretty hectic this past week. Not helped by our own little drama. GCSE results.
Oh, how did Lily and Freddie do?
Well, Lily did very well, but...
Freddie, not so good.
Not really, I'm afraid.
Looks like Lily got your brains and Freddie got Nigel's.
Brian!
Oh. No, it's all right. We all know Freddie isn't the academic type. But, well, I must admit, I was hoping for a bit better.
So what's the plan then? Retake them?
Yes, but not at the cathedral school. Would you believe they don't do resits?
Really?
So it's probably college for Freddie.
What, in Felbersham?
We did consider that, but I think I'd prefer Borchester. It's a bit smaller and a bit less...
rough?
Oh, mixed.
I just think Freddie would be happier there.
What does he feel about it?
Well, initially, he was all for giving up education completely, becoming a hermit and living in the folly.
Oh, dear.
But Richard Locke had a word with him and seemed to work a minor miracle.
Richard Locke?
I mean, at least Freddie's agreed to go to this interview, which is a step forward. Kids, eh?
Well, you probably don't want to hear this, Elizabeth, but they continue giving you grief well into their adult years. I'm used to Kate lurching through life like a caffeinated toddler in a blindfold. But I thought I could trust Alice.
Alice? Well, things got a little out of hand at the Pickers' farewell party last night.
A little out of hand? Alice crunched a brand new and very expensive piece of kit in a drunken prank. Completely outrageous behaviour. And she was egged on by Pip and Josh. Both of them should have known better.
Gosh.
Adam's furious. Spent most of today assessing the damage and arranging repairs. Put his schedule way out.
Alice was mortified.
And so she should be.
Well, she said sorry so many times. She sounds like a cracked record.
Something's cracked, all right.
Go ahead, Riff.
We've got a guest list query. Can you come to box office, please?
Yeah, on my way. Sorry, excuse me.
No, duty call.
Oh, hope it all goes well. Now, Brian, time to forget all about Alice and concentrate on our lovely cultural evening.
Hmm. There are a couple of episodes of Dad's Army I could be watching, you know.
You can't compare Dad's Army with opera.
Well, at least I can understand what's going on. The trouble with opera is the plots are also far-fetched. What's this one about, anyway?
Madame Butterfly. Oh, it's a woman who's left in a foreign country raising the son of a man who's rejected her.
Right. Well, a drink, I think. I expect you could do with a glass of champagne, darling.
This is a beautiful spot.
You sure you didn't want a beer?
No, tea is fine.
Suit yourself. Mind, you usually do. It's good to see you, Pip.
You too. Now you've smartened yourself up a bit.
Yeah, well, I wasn't expecting visitors.
Obviously. Now, those jeans always look good on you.
Thanks. So is that it?
What?
You've come here to discuss my taste in legwear.
No, Toby.
Well, then.
It's bizarre, isn't it? Every time we get together lately, it all seems to go wrong.
I won't disagree with you there. It's not what I want.
No, it's not what I want either. Why can't we go back to how we were?
I hear you.
Look, we needn't get hung up on the seeing other people thing. I mean, I wasn't.
No, I wasn't too. It was only that one time.
With Gabby, I know. That I don't need the details. But it was always meant to be a non-exclusive thing. So as far as I was concerned, if someone came along who seemed like, you know, more of a long-term prospect, I always knew I could...
Yes.
Investigate, shall we say? You know, see if it was a real possibility.
Uh-huh.
And you... Oh. Nothing's going to change you.
Well, Don't be so sure of that.
Look, I never expected to be more than one of a never-ending line anyway, but as long as you didn't call me by the wrong name when we were in bed, I could enjoy it for what it was.
Absolutely, Marjorie. Seriously, though, what are you saying?
Well, I'd like to get back to that. Friends with benefits, like we were.
That's a tempting prospect, but I don't think so.
Don't you?
I've got a better idea. Why don't I put Gabby on hold and you ditch Matty the cowman?
He ditched me. You know, we're in an absolute state of ditchedness.
Okay.
What is this thing you've got about him?
Look, I'll stop going on about Matthew and I'll hang up a velvet rope on this supposed never-ending line that I meant to have.
Oh, come on, Toby.
What do you think?
What are you saying?
Let's get together properly. Exclusively.
What? As boyfriend and girlfriend?
Boyfriend and girlfriend. What are we, 15? As lovers. I know you'll dump me pretty soon, but until then, I want to give it a go.
Really?
Really.
Where did you say Bert was?
Darts. He won't be back for ages.
Another good thing about this garden.
Yeah?
It's very secluded, isn't it?
You okay?
Fine, yeah.
You look a bit...
Nothing matters, does it? You can't win, so you might just as well.
You've got to keep going, though. I mean, look, we need to get Jaden ready for bed.
Yeah.
He isn't going to drop off like this.
No.
Well, I'll change him, shall I?
If you like.
Okay, then. Right. Where are the wipes? Oh, no, I can see them, don't worry. Right, Jaden. Let's get you a little bit more comfortable, shall we? Do you remember this was how we became friends? I've had that upsetting phone call about the Fudra. Jack wouldn't keep still and I was getting to a tiz and you came and changed him for me. Do you remember, Kaz? Well, it's my turn to help you now. Return the favour. And I'm sure it won't be as bad as you fear. Blake won't have Courtney for long, will he? As soon as your mum's better, she'll get her back. Won't she, Kaz?
I can't see it.
But if she's got residence...
Nah. Now he's got his hands on my girl, he'll never let go. He's going to hold on to her forever.
Lillian's very good at the old hospitality, isn't she?
Yes. She and Justin make a good team.
Almost too good. If I didn't know he had more sense, you'd almost think there was something going on between those two.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
The very thought, eh?
Oh, do you remember Rob and Helen here last year?
Not really, to be honest.
She wore a very striking dress.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not already sitting, could you please take your seats now?
And she looked so elegant.
Our times have changed.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you. I'm Elizabeth Pargeter, and I'd like to welcome you all to Lower Loxley, for the return of the Magic Opera Company and their production of Puccini's romantic masterpiece, Madame Butterfly.
Kaz, I know it's curfew in a minute, but I've had an idea. Might be something for you to think about. Kaz, you're not asleep, are you? Sorry, could I just come in for a minute? What I was thinking... Oh, my God! Oh, no! Kaz, what have you done? Kaz, help, please! Somebody help!
This is the BBC.